Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Green County Public Health is with Family Support Department as well as the Certified Child Passenger Safety Technicians, Cherie Derry and Phyllis Woodley, now joining us. So thank you very much, ladies, for being on.
Well, thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, this month is known as National Child Protection Safety Month, and one of the more important ways I feel that you can protect your children and your young child's is by giving them child safety seats. And so with that being said, Cherie, can you please tell us and explain to us the proper way to secure an infant or a toddler in a safety seat?
That's a really tough question, but the easiest way that you can know that your child is secured in a safety seat properly is by having a check with a certified tech. We go through several different steps with you, including referring to a manual, which we call the latch manual, and the latch is the system that is integrated into cars to hold the car seat in, and it tells us everything we would need to know as far as your make and model of your vehicle, where a seat should go, whether a seat can be put in certain places in the car, because depending on airbags and things like that, you might not be able to put a car seat in certain places in the vehicle. We also refer to the car seat manual. Make sure that that car seat is going to fit in your vehicle, because not all car seats fit in all vehicles. We also will look at the car manual and we'll look up recalls for both the car seat and the car. And then we'll make sure that the child is buckled in properly after we get that car seat installed. You don't want any space between the belt system and your child's body. So if you can, we call it the pinch test, where you don't pinch your child, you pinch the belt. And if you can vertically pinch more than an inch of that, if you can grab it and it stays between your fingers, that seat is not tight enough. The buckles aren't tight enough.
Let's kind of transition into, what a child is wearing does or does not make it difficult for somebody to latch them into their seat. This time of year, it's obviously cold outside. Kids are wearing bulky winter coats. How should someone secure a child in a safety seat when they are wearing a winter coat?
Well, the easy answer to that is they shouldn't. When you put your child in the car, they should be wearing clothing that is as close to their size of their body as possible. You don't want big, heavy fleece jackets or the puffer coats or anything like that in between what is holding your child safely in that car and their body. An easy fix for that is, if a child is small enough that you're carrying them, toss a blanket around them, bring a coat with you in the bag if you're going to be walking in and out of somewhere. Or if they are older, what I do with my child and what I recommend is put their coat on backwards. They think it's hilarious. They love it. It's fun. You can put it on backwards, hold it shut as you're walking out, and then when they sit down in the car seat, all they have to do is slide it off, put their arms in the straps, and buckle themselves, and they can put the coat back on if they're going to be in the car for a long time, or just have it on their lap.
Those are some nice pointers there for people, because that's I think one of the more number one violations out there is having kids in car seats with coats on. Can you tell us, how should someone know if they've installed their safety seat correctly?
Well, what we're looking for when you put the car seat in is a tight fit. So if you can move the car seat more than 1 inch back and forth at the belt path, which is where the seat belt actually goes through the back of the car seat, if it moves more than 1 inch, it's not in securely. You want to get up in that seat, push it down with your hand down, and pull that seat belt tighter. Another way that you want to make sure that it's installed correctly is use the tether strap. The tether strap is the strap that goes over the back of the car seat. I remember when those first started coming out, people didn't know what they were for and they would cut them off. What that does is it allows the top of the car seat to move forward and can actually cause head and neck injuries to increase. So use that tether strap. Make sure that's in snug and secure.
And now let's talk about the ideal locations. I know you kind of hinted at that earlier, but where are the ideal locations inside a vehicle that someone should install a safety seat?
Generally, people think of the middle of the back seat as the best place. And that is true for most cars, but the easiest thing to do is check your manual. If you're trying to put more than one car seat in, obviously you might not be able to put someone in the middle of the back seat. So that's where we'll look at who's riding in the vehicle, and we'll help you with the car manual and the car seat manual figure out where the best positioning is for those seats.
And then what may happen if someone doesn't properly secure their child in a safety seat?
Well, car accidents are actually the leading cause of death for children who are age 1 to 13. 37% of children in 2017 were killed because they were unrestrained. On the other hand, children under 5 who were saved by child safety seats, that number is 325 just in 1 year. So I think that number 325 is what we really want to increase.
Lastly, the question I'd like to ask you is, when are kids old enough to be able to allow them to sit in the front seat?
Well, that's always a sticky question. A lot of parents say, oh, well, my kid's as big as me. Well, he may be, but his bone structure isn't quite there yet. So what the recommendation is age 13, because at age 13, your bones have started to solidify. There's not as much gap in between them. The risk of injury drops astronomically when you put a child in the back seat until they are 13.
Now, Phyllis, we'll go over to you here. Can you give us some of the qualifications that it takes to become a certified child passenger safety technician with the Greene County Public Health Department?
We went to a training. It was in Norwalk. It's through Blank Children's Hospital. It was a 3-day training. We installed a lot of car seats. We went through the curriculum that they offer. There was testing involved. And then every 2 years, you have to be recertified. And but to do that, you have to go through training. You also have to participate in car seat checks where they have the instructors come out and they have to recertify us in installing 5 different types of car seats.
I understand that you have a wealth of knowledge when it comes to installing child safety seats. And so, Phyllis, do you provide any of those services here with Greene County Public Health? And if so, how can people get a hold of you for that information?
Yes, we're a permanent fit station here at Greene County Public Health. And to call for information or to set up an appointment, you can call us at 386-3228.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Cherie Derry and Phyllis Woodley with Greene County Public Health. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.